Death Row Cowboy is a new play which tells the story of a young man on death row. It was co-written by Andrew Lynch and Mark McCabe. Mark and Andrew are both with me in studio this evening. Mark, this started off, I believe, first of all, just as simply around a discussion of themes that you might want to write about together.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. Myself and Andrew had worked on a number of projects previously in the past, and we met up and discussed, we decided we wanted to make a show. So we met up and discussed exactly what type of show we wanted to make. So initially we discussed the themes and ideas that we wanted to get across, and a lot of that was kind of like loneliness and legacy, deep-rooted regrets. And we decided we'd go away for a week and come back and see, do we have the same similar sort of topics, you know?
So you tell me what happened when you came back a week later, Andrew.
When we came back a week later, coincidentally enough, on top of our lists, like we had like 10 points, but on top of them was death row and prison. And we were like, hold on, did we talk about this previous? And we were like, no. It was just the fact that because we discussed our teams at length, you know, they all kind of tick these boxes of people in these situations, you know?
And you say that you had worked together on previous projects. You obviously find the collaborative process in writing better than writing by yourself, or do you?
Yeah, I do. I find that I like to be able to bounce things off people, and me and Andrew just seemed to work really well together, you know? We had a certain structure and a way of writing together that just really fit.
Yeah. Mm. Well, in saying that, though, like, this was actually our first time working together as writers. You know, like when we used to work together, that was on like film projects and stuff like that. You know, it was
right,
never.
But this is the first time that you've written a play, the two of you together. Yeah.
Now, see, I was aware of some of Mark's work, his short films and that, and I was like, yeah, I really like this work. Mm. And he was aware of some. I used to write a lot of showreel material for myself, and then that's why we came together and we said, well.
This play opens with a 911 call. Mm-hmm. Give us the essence of what's happening in that 911 call, Mark.
Sure. Yeah. So basically, it opens up in a 911 call, and it's Carl Brandt ringing the local police department, and he is admitting to the murder of his mother and a local police officer. So he's basically turning himself in and admits to the crime.
That 911 call, as I read it, my immediate reaction was, is this an actual transcript from an actual phone call? How did you go about getting that sort of material?
The reason why, I won't say it was easy to write, but the reason why we had we were able to paint such a vivid picture is, you know, if you look at YouTube, these calls are all on YouTube. If you look, there's actually a website dedicated to 911 calls, and these hits 250,000, 1 million. You know, people want to hear people at these
distressful moments.
Yeah. So we were able to piece together a 911 call of our situation. And that's why it might come across as very, very real. Because
and yet it is totally fictional.
It's totally fictional, yeah.
So we have this young man, Carl Brandt, who makes that 911 phone call in the minute and in the very first scene. Then we get to know an officer, Bobby Brewer, who is in the prison, is one of the prison wardens in the prison where Carl is awaiting death at this point in time. And you bring in Hillary, who is the wife of the prison officer who was killed. When did the idea come to actually go to the family of the victims to actually start writing about that?
It actually was born of, we were fascinated of the people that write into people that are on death row.
Again, probably something you found on YouTube, was it?
Yeah, YouTube, many various sources. But there was, people get married to people on death row that they've never met in their entire lives. But we were kind of, why would somebody write to somebody on death row? You know, and that's where it originally came from, and obviously where it goes to is something a little bit different, but that's where the seed was planted, you know?
Yeah, because a letter between the wife and Carl, that starts off a certain relationship, but we don't need to go into any of that because that will give too much away. To research what people are feeling on death row, what victims might be feeling, was it all from YouTube or did you go in some other direction to find out those things, Mark?
To be honest with you, we just take a look around. I mean, loneliness is all around us. It's not just
So death row was just sort of a way of looking at loneliness more than looking at death row.
It is absolutely, and we watched a lot of interviews with these guys in death row, and the overall stuff they used to say, they talk about, was loneliness and time running out. And we realised that in the age we're living in now, the epidemic of loneliness is creeping up all around us. And we realised that it's something that needs to be talked about in terms of a show, you know, and bring it to people's attention, because there's a lot that we can relate to with death row, I think, the people on death row. I think that people, generally speaking, can relate to them, you know.
One of the things that we start to get very close to this character, Carl, who on the surface seems to be quite a despicable character. Certainly the acts that he has committed seem fairly despicable. How important was it for you that the audience would have sympathy with Carl?
Well, I don't think we want, you know, it's not that we excuse me, it's not that we're setting out for the audience to sympathise with him. We're just showing people that, you know, not everything's quite like it seems. You know, you can't judge a book by its cover. You know, all these cliches. That's what we want to get across, and we want to show the person behind the crime. You know, we're not looking for Carl to be somebody to sympathise with him.
Yeah. Well, interestingly enough, when we were talking just before we came to air, there's a scene, and we don't need to go into details here because, again, we'll give too much away, but there is a scene where a video is played. It's played out, and it reenacts what happened on the night of the murder. In the script, you don't tell us in the script what happens. Now, I thought, did I miss something in my reading of that? But that was a quite definite decision. Why did you make that decision not to put it into the script?
Well, initially when we wrote it, we had written it a number of different ways. But the final product that we got out there, we wanted to put it in so that we could leave it up to a director's mind, a director's imagination. And when we hopefully got the opportunity to meet someone like Gary Duggan, who was our director, we could chat about it and see what he thought, you know? And what he had his opinion on it was, he wanted to know why. He wanted to know what happened, why this video was sort of left out. And when we explained it to him, it kind of made a lot of sense to him.
You wanted to leave, you were leaving some room for the director, rather than dictating to the director would happen there.
See, we do, when you read a script, there is a lot of stage direction and stuff in it. But like, look, we needed to leave, you know, let the director make that decision, you know.
One other thing that particularly struck me in the reading of the play was there's one scene where we go into a very clinical description of the injections used in a lethal injection execution. Now, this was written, was it, before this year, July the 24th, when we had the execution of Joseph Wood in Arizona, and it took almost 2 hours for him to die. Had you written that detail in there before that event even took place?
We did indeed, yeah. I mean, we researched it thoroughly, you know. Firstly, we didn't know how it worked. I mean, I think we just thought, it's a lethal injection, but we don't actually really know what that means until you sit down and go through all the points. And at the time, they were using three drugs to use on a prisoner. And so we decided that we just wanted to raise awareness of what actually happens. Do you know? So it wasn't. Yeah, we had written it before the Arizona.
And what happened in Arizona is an effect of one of these drugs. The supply is running low, and they're making up their own cocktails. You know, they're basically just trying as they go along. You know, because this supply is low.
So would you think of this as being an anti-death penalty play? Was that part of the thinking behind it? You're both nodding vigorously. No, that wasn't in your head.
It's literally what our point to do. First of all, we were telling a story, but we just wanted to raise awareness of the issue. And it's. I don't think we made sure that consciously our opinions didn't come in. It was all about the story, but also just to raise awareness to people, because I didn't want to, you know, we didn't want to say what we thought or through the play. It was literally the story was the most important thing. But, you know, we got interest from Amnesty International and Colm O'Gorman, who's going to do a Q&A at our play after one of the nights, because it does have got to do with human rights. So it's...
Having gone through the collaborative process of writing a play together, will you do more of this together? Does it work for you?
Yeah, absolutely. We're in the process of writing another play at the moment. Won't tell you too much details about that.
No, could be plenty on this one, yeah.
And we have a submission for RT Storyland as well. So fingers crossed for that too, you know. But this is Death Row Cowboys, the start of myself and Mark working together.
And is there a company name that you're working under?
We Three Piece Theatre Company is the company we work under.
All right. So go ahead, you were going to say something.
This Floor Unit Productions for the film there.
Okay, right. Death Row Cowboy is the play we've been talking about, co-written by Mark McCabe and Andrew Lynch. It's on at Smock Alley Theatre from the 11th to the 23rd of August. And to find out more details about tickets, go to smockalley.com.